has done, yeah, she's younger than me, so I can say it, the rest of you can't. But she's been a nurse, and she's taught nursing, and that's been her whole life. And now she works as assisted living specialist and finds people homes when they need a home away from home. And she's really committed to working for God for all of her life. It's Reverend Patty Walsh.
It's a good place.
Yeah,
thank you.
Really happy.
Yeah, it's a good place.
And the caregivers are wonderful.
You know, it's really nice when you have somebody that's going to go to assisted living or a rest home of some sort. And, I mean, you haven't been looking at this all your life, you know, so you have nowhere to even start. You don't have, Patty's had the experience, so she helps with that. And it doesn't cost you anything.
Oh, and Henry, too. She plays Henry.
And Henry, too.
Yeah. Yeah, 5 or 6 years ago.
So. Well, that's our Patty. Now we'll hear what she has to say. When she starts using all those curse words and all that she uses, just don't listen to them. All right.
Only for tonight. I'll clean it up.
Tissues up there? Yeah. She's all set with the tissues? Okay.
Good. How did you know? Well, tonight, I'll watch my language. Maybe. I'm going to talk about the shift. Now, it sounds like, but it is the shift.
Oh.
Probably most of you, I've talked about the shift a couple of times. The first time, everyone sat there with their mouths hanging open and said nothing. The next time, I said, you better speak up or I'll speak again. Well, some of you spoke up a little bit. But I'm going to speak about this again because we're right in the middle of it. And it's real fascinating to me. And my point of view tonight is how powerful each of us are with our own energy and what we can do to facilitate what the earth is going through in renewing itself. And so as I've been reading about this, the point that really is fascinating to me, and it talks about how orderly the universe is. All of the planets in our galaxy are changing. And you can look up under a number of sites on the internet and see the changes. And if we have time, at the end, I can highlight that for you, but that isn't my point of view for tonight, but they are changing. So you have this galactic change in the universe, and then you have the shift going on the earth plane. So both of these are going on at the same time. So our question is, what do we do? How do we go through this with greater ease? How do we influence what's going on? And a very interesting point, you know, Millie, how you're always looking at bridging science and spirituality. Well, they talk a lot about this. It's the scientists that are seeing the spirituality in the changes, which is really exciting. And it's been the hardcore scientists that are saying, oh, now this is happening and that. When the whole galaxy changes, they said this happens every 277 million years. He said, obviously, none of us have been around for those changes. But then there's some of us that are older than dirt, so who knows?
That wasn't nice.
I was speaking about myself, oh, now. You know. Therefore, I must be smarter than you. No, you know that isn't true. But it sounds good. Okay, so we have gone in from Darwin's theory of evolution to the quantum theory and now to the plasma theory. And that's really interesting, talking about the Earth as an electrical unit, which is real interesting. The electrical field on the Earth is decreasing and the magnetic field is increasing. And what's happening is our DNA is changing, which is pretty exciting when you think of it. The unit that makes up all of your cells and that carries your genetic code is changing so that we can elevate our consciousness to the next level. Really phenomenal changes. So you say to yourself, when did this start? Well, some of you will remember, or most of you might, in 1987, the harmonic convergence occurred. Okay, where a lot of people were praying on that specific day. And they said, since then, the heartbeat of the Earth has changed. Its normal beat is, and I don't know electricity, so 7.8 Hz, hertz? Just hertz. Well, okay. It's a unit of measure of electricity is about all I know. And now it's around 9 to 11. And it's going to moving towards 13, which is the frequency of unconditional love. Isn't that exciting? So how do we add into this? The Earth and the Sun communicate back and forth with the energy. We come in and communicate with the Earth, and then it goes to the Sun. So you can see this triangle of energy going back and forth. So what we do with our energy influences the shift. So the scientists are saying, wake up to the fact that you have a tremendous influence on what's going on the earth plane, because it is a time of renewal and change. So what can we do? Our time now, 24 hours, is now compressed into 16 hours. Has anyone really felt that? I just thought I was getting older and slower. Now at least I have an excuse. Oh, time is compressed. When this happens and the DNA changes, we're becoming more and more adept with our light body. And you'll find that as the DNA starts changing, you may feel fatigue, you may feel nausea, you feel physical changes that are going on, sometimes flu-like symptoms, and it's just that you're changing internally as well with the change. And I definitely have noticed nausea. I thought there was going to be another virgin birth. But that isn't the case. You guys are slow tonight.
That was a good one.
The other thing that you'll notice, you may have more sensitivity and intuition. So it'll be fun in your classes, Millie, to see how that's influenced this year. and your dreams may be more intense. So look forward to some of those changes because it tells you that you are changing internally as well, which I think is pretty exciting. When you look at since the harmonic convergence, look at what's happened in this last 18 years with the movies. You never heard of psychics doing much of anything in the movies. And now that's very common. You know, you didn't hear a lot of stories about the angels, and now that's more common. There were so many things that are just every day now that you didn't hear about. So people are developing more perception, and they're expanding their awareness. And it's as a group. It's not just a few of us. You know, like people in spiritualism have been expanding that awareness for a long time. But you're seeing that happen all over, which is pretty exciting. This is also real interesting to me. They said that when we come to the earth plane, we have two guardian angels. And some of you may have perceived that. And we have an opportunity going through the shift to ask for more help. And there are four angels per person that are available to us. Is that exciting? It's a whole crowd. So you can ask for them one by one, or you can ask for them all together. And when you do that, you want to get yourself quiet and figure out what kind of help you'd like. Write down the help you'd want, and they will indeed help you. But make a choice about what you'd like. That is really exciting. And I felt that. I know that I've had a couple other people working with me because I can feel the touch on my head in different areas. I just haven't known who they were. But that's really wonderful. You can do more and you can go through life with greater ease. And then they talk about there's inner work and there's outer work. When you work within, you really want to flip the switch to positive. So you want to be able to throw out that positive energy all the time during the day so that you raise your vibration and you raise the vibration on the earth plane. So what you can do to feel that love vibration, image yourself hugging a new baby or maybe a little puppy dog or something. And when you feel that love, send that to people, but you can also send it to inanimate objects. This, your pen, the rug, the rocks outside, the flowers, whatever. So as you're walking or driving around or you're in an office, get into that love space and send that energy out because that is indeed what changes the earth. And when you think of everybody in here doing that, what a tremendous amount of energy. So that's the interior work, is to raise your vibration. And the outer work, they said, start with yourself. Start doing things that are helpful to you. Maybe going to bed early. I keep trying, it isn't working. Or not answering the phone at night so that you can maintain a peaceful place. Or maybe turning the television off and reading a book that is uplifting to you, not, you know, a horror scary book. Meditating, taking soaking baths, watching inspiring videos, doing those things, whatever gives you more peace and calm, do those things. That's really helpful. And then for others, offer your services to other people. Maybe your neighbor needs their kids taken care of, so they've got an hour or two that's free so they can relax. Or we did this always, and I really enjoyed this. As you're making the kids' lunch, you put a little love note in there. or as you're cleaning a room, you put little love notes in the drawer, so when the person goes in, they see that someone's thinking about them and sending them loving thoughts. Maybe you want to do a fundraiser. Maybe you want to collect clothes from people that aren't using them and give them to a shelter. You know, there are just all kinds of things that we can do for other people. What about the environment? What can you do for Mother Earth? Maybe 1 hour you pick up trash in your neighborhood. We have a homeowners association. We get dinged if there is trash, so that one's out. Maybe you want to put shopping carts back where they belong, or recycle your trash. Or, I love this, use it up, wear it out, make it do. You know, we're such a throwaway society. That's really kind of neat. Use it up, wear it out, or make it do. I had an old black and white television that was marvelous. I was tired of it. I wanted a colored TV, but it was still workable, so I kept it until it fell apart. Okay, kindness isn't just a fluffy idea, but kindness changes the energy within you and it changes the energy in other people. And so that, again, raises the vibration. But take a look. When you're kind to people, there are a couple things that you may want to consider. If you're so kind, you promote the other person being really lazy, that might not be the best idea. Or if you're so kind, the person doesn't realize, and it's usually children, they don't realize the impact of something that they might have done wrong. You take their homework to school for them. Maybe leaving the homework at home might be the better thing, so they realize the consequence of not paying attention and taking it with them. They talk about kindness releases endorphins in the brain and then what they call substance P. Have any of you read? I've never heard of that. Oh, okay. And both of those, again, start changing the energy within and elevate the energy frequency within us. So that's really neat. And they say that when you have the endorphins and the substance P, this strengthens your body, it strengthens your immune system, and it's really the strong love. It's love. And love is the strongest force in the universe. Have you ever heard that here? Millie is always saying, you know, increase your love volume. So Millie has been schooling us for this shift for a long time. Exactly what she's been teaching is what we need to learn to be able to go through this with greater ease. Amazing. So they're starting to look and to measure at when these chemicals in the brain, endorphins and substance P, occur, what happens physiologically in the body. Circulation is improved, the blood pressure is lowered, the body is warmer, improves weight control, helps us relax, and connects us to others in a very positive way. So, you have a choice. What are you going to do with your thought? What are you going to do with your energy? And I encourage you to keep practicing putting that love energy out to everything, every person in the world to change the energy. And that gets transmitted to our galaxy and the whole universe. Tremendous power that we have, really, when you think of that. What tremendous power. And we need to recognize that we have that power to be able to use it. I just think it's just the coolest thing. So, go out there and do your thing in the earth and know that you are affecting the earth and all things that are good and wonderful. Thank you.
Patty. That's great, honey.
It's exactly what you've been saying.